Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. How is Cleveland today, Leroy?
More of the same dealing with you. You know, they're
so miserable.
Yep.
Any start Jameis Winston's today as a new phone?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't realize. You know how you have your phone so long, and then usually it starts to go to crap when the new one comes out.
Yep.
I had the Apple 12.
That's a pretty good break. It's a pretty good break. Usually, once you update your system, that's when it goes. Takes a turn for the worst.
Yep.
They're like, Apple 18? How about we kill your phone currently?
Speaking of phones.
We're only on 16.
No, but I think the operating system's 18.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let's speaking say of what for? My wife, she got the 16 recently, and she sent me a video of the baby yesterday.
Yep.
And I disregarded whatever the baby was doing in the video. I just was like, was this a clear video that you just sent me right now? Mm. And I know when she's texting, you know, when she's read my messages.
Ah.
So I think something.
So Android finally caught up with the world?
No. You
finally,
guys.
Android has stopped being the worst?
You guys have decided to get your act together. I'm going to send a test video in the chat and see if that works.
Okay.
No.
If it's a small square, that's what I'm saying. If it's a small square, we know it's still the same. If you see it clear, then we know things have changed.
All right. Let's see. Marcos video.
All right. Let's see.
Is
Marcos.
It what?
It was clear. It was clear, though, right? Wasn't it?
Oh, man. Yes. Let's get to headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai.
No! Okay. What do we...
What?
You found humor in that?
It was clear, right?
It was clear.
Look at that.
It's going to give you like a little tadpole video, something cute. No.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. All right, so Jimmy Butler was at the Starting Five premiere, which is a LeBron James production. And so his social media group, The Uninterrupted, was there. And they asked Jimmy a seemingly innocuous question. Jimmy Butler, if you had your dream cast for Starting Five, who would you want it to be? Now, you guys may be calling me...
Are you reading into this?
Perhaps. It could be something. God. In fact, it was the open, Marcos. This could be something, could be nothing. I don't know. That's why I'm bringing it to you. But there's a little comment in here. A little one.
Why would they do that? What's going on in Utah?
It could be something. Could be nothing.
What is the meaning of it, Watson? What is the object of this?
Could be something, could be nothing.
Why would they do that?
It's a little comment. It's going to seem like, it may seem like nothing, but it could be the biggest in this whole thing. So I'm going to play this for you. We'll play the video here for you from The Uninterrupted. And you tell me, Leroy, if it stands out to you, what stood out to me.
I'm trying to think of people that really got some stuff going. Me personally, I think Kirk Heinrich is just a country individual. And y'all really like to see what Kirk is doing behind closed doors besides shotgun and beers. I mean, you got to say Mike. You got to say Mike because Mike always got something. I'm curious about like Joel Embiid's life. I want to know more about JoJo now that he's a father and he just signed an extension. Good for him. I got two more. DeMar, you got to pick. Where he at? Where Debo at? Got to pick him. Look at him. Just L.A. from head to toe. I haven't seen a player wear Louboutins in like 10 years and he still got it. You realize them probably from like 2012. Because he don't spend no money. And who else would I go with? I'm going to tell you somebody that's super interesting. He's the godfather of Riley Mikkel Butler, my daughter, Kyle Lowry. I think y'all would be very, very impressed with who Kyle is as a person. I just don't want to see him play golf all day, but take the golf out, and he's dope.
So there you go. That was Jimmy Butler. Did you hear the comment, Leroy?
Yes.
That stood out to you.
Finally got his extension. I know. got his extension.
Good for him. I don't feel like he thinks good for him. I think he thinks, what about good for me?
Joel got an extension. And he only played averages 50 games a year.
Yep.
Jimmy Butler's never got an extension, though.
Extension, good for him. I got.
Oh, wow.
Know more about JoJo now that he's a father and he just signed an extension. Good for him. I got two more.
A lot of bulls, by the way.
Hey, good for him. A lot of Chicago Bulls, yeah.
It's interesting.
A lot of Chicago Bulls. Kirk Heinrich, huh?
Kirk Heinrich, of all people.
Kirk Heinrich. Intangibles. OG Intangibles.
That's interesting. You think D-Wade that was a shot, do you think? You think he wanted Pat Riley to see that somehow? And be like,
Well, why would... I mean, I think he's probably like...
Here's the other thing. You think Pat Riley cares?
That what?
No, he said, you think he wanted Pat Riley to see that?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
Mr. Riley. Riley does see everything.
Yeah.
Riley does see everything.
That's what he says. Yeah.
You know, that is the facts of it. He does see everything.
Who would be your ideal starting five?
My ideal starting five? I will give you that. But I want to lean more into this.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, because we got, you know, media days coming up, baby. It's a couple days away.
True.
Do you feel like Jimmy's going to make it as a thing, or you think he's going to no play it? Mm. No play it, slow play it. What do you think is going to be his
no
move?
Play it. No play it.
Mm.
No play it.
Interesting.
I think until the season starts.
And, interesting.
And then, like, it ain't going to be nothing now. Mm. Or he might just go out of his way to just abuse everybody at practice.
Oh, interesting.
To show that he's better than everybody.
Like a Wolves situation.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, again, I ain't mad at Jimmy for wanting an extension. Mm-hmm. And I ain't mad at Pat for saying no.
I find funny why, like, everybody here is saying they're shocked. They don't think Riley's going to see that. Smitty says I'd be shocked if Riley saw that. Pat's not seeing the video. First of all, Pat Riley knows everything, guys. They have a media relations department. A department who are all very good at their job.
Yep.
Second of all, he sees everything, guys. He used to have, he probably still does. I exposed one that, you know, I probably should have just kept it to myself.
Yeah, that's good.
We exposed one Twitter burner account years ago.
What are you doing, man?
What?
Exposing his burner accounts?
You know he's got a new one, dude. Oh, I don't know what it is, but you know he's got a new one.
You know, if he doesn't have a media relations team letting him know, he's got a chatty patty journalist over here.
What do you mean, dude? Hey, he did see that video. He saw Jimmy Butler talking.
Oh, gosh.
Don't just shut up.
Chatty patty, dude. I don't know. I think he sees it, and I think he'd take notes of it. But I think Jimmy Butler is not going to do anything crazy with his hair or anything like that for media day. And I think he's going to slow play this whole thing. Jimmy Butler's getting back to basketball this year. You heard it here first.
Wow. I like that.
Me too. Please.
I mean, I think it should be, you know, probably one of the most important things he does this year.
Yeah.
And here. This is one of those situations where if Jimmy doesn't go out and ball, then Pat's going to be justified. You see what I mean?
I will say he did have a video that came out on his socials, and it was very telling that Jimmy Butler does still hate the Celtics' guts because he was shooting in his gym, and you'll notice he starts shouting Heat intangibles while he shoots, and then somebody mentions another intangible.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And he did not like it.
Robinson. Tyler Hero. Sam Hauser. Hey, Austin Reeves. Max Bruce. And, oh, yeah, I see that. George Speing. Joe Harris.
You misplayed it there, coachy guy. I thought we were just doing intangibles. You don't mention Celtics intangibles here.
Yeah. Good.
So he's got it's still in there for Jimmy.
Still in there.
It's still in there.
And to be honest, what he said last year wasn't wrong.
I know. Well, he can't be proven wrong. That's the thing.
Pat Riley didn't like it, but it wasn't wrong necessarily.
It wasn't wrong. He can't prove it. Didn't keep Pat Riley from being Pat Riley, but Pat Riley and Jimmy Butler are the same kind of. They're confrontational. They'll ruffle feathers. And that's kind of what makes it a sick relationship.
Yeah.
Extremely sick relationship. But again, I would say that both guys are right. Jimmy's not going to see Pat's side. And all Pat can see is the number of games and how far they are out of the second seed and come to the conclusion, if my injured guys will play more, we wouldn't be in that situation. So, no, I'm not paying more money.
Reminds me, you know, Pat Riley and Jimmy Butler. You know, Pat Riley's a president. I was once president of a fraternity. And it reminds me when there was sometimes beef in the fraternity.
Yes.
You know, it was tough to pick sides because you could see both sides. You know, this is where all Heat fans are at. I'm not asking Heat fans to pick sides. I, you know, have picked my side. But I see Pat Riley's side, you know?
Were you ever in a robe and, like, with a gavel at any point?
Absolutely.
I knew it. Of course. Of course. I would love to go back and see exactly how a fraternity courtroom would look inside there. That's great.
Dude. Embiid's life. I want to know more about JoJo now that he's a father and he just signed an extension. Good for him. I got you.
It's even got tone of good for him.
Good for him.
Good for him.
Why would that, like, why that,
I know his knees and his whole body's made of peanut brittle, but good for him.
No, he barely did anything in the Olympic run, but, you know, good for him, dude.
I know he's never been to a conference finals, and I go to a conference finals, like, every year, but good for him.
You know, he falls almost every other play, and I don't. But, you know, good for him and his extension, dude.
His face is made out of eggshell, but good for him.
What the hell's wrong with you guys?
Oh, God. Dave South's token was Judge Joe Clown.
That's pretty good.
Oh, man. Speaking of guys who are in the midst of a storm, no, I guess all of us technically, Mike McDaniel.
Oh.
15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is next.
Hoop storm.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get to a little bit of 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your local Lexus dealer, at your Lexus dealer.
Yeah, are you not amazed?
Are you not amazed? So funny, dude.
I went in full head of steam, too.
Yep, sure did.
Right when When I got right to amazed, I realized this isn't the right line.
Missed of the point. What is Gladiator 2? Is it like his kid grown up?
I don't know.
Comes a Gladiator? Like, how are they doing that one?
I don't know. Because
I saw Russell Crowe recently. He don't look like a Gladiator. I'm just curious. It's like
Gladiator 2 says, years after witnessing the death of Maximus at the hands of his uncle, Lucius must enter the Colosseum after the powerful emperors of Rome conquer his home.
Man.
He needs to return the glory of Rome.
Ah, of course.
Yeah.
It's always about revenge, you know, just like with Vikings, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Had to do that, too.
they hold petty for three seasons.
Oh, yeah.
Because the thing I love about back in the day like that, they'll just leave and come back like 3 years later. Husbands, man. Wives, they just leave. I'm going on a quest.
You know what my favorite thing about the new Vikings was? Mine is always like, and it was actually in the old Vikings too, now that I think about it, but it's always like they send a guy or two to the king, and he's like, we're going to pillage you. What are we going to do about this? Like, can we have, it's not like they're haggling over a used car. It's like, we could pillage or treasure.
they always do ask a whole bunch of questions.
Yeah, it's like always, it's always like, what do we got here? It's like, all right, how about you don't pillage and I'll give you three wives and you know, some goats, you'll get some farmland.
And then there's always a guy in the group that goes, we're Vikings, we pillage.
I know, he's so mad. Like, all right, guys, great, we came to a deal. And there's one guy who's like, damn it.
Oh, no. What? No murder? Are you kidding?
No pillaging.
Wanted to pillage, dude.
Sucks.
Wanted to go out there and make this thing happen. So, I don't know. One guy who's got to pillage his playbook right now, Mike McDaniel.
Yes. I mean, I guess. You don't have pillage material right now.
No. I mean, right now, the quarterback room has been pillaged by itself.
I actually think this is the most creative he can get at this point. If you can't make anything shake with a 4-5 quarterback and all the speed you have.
Dude, I get it. Do you realize that? Why, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
At that position, why do you make the most important ability is 4-5?
It's not.
You know, that's like fifth on the list.
Yes, but that is Snoop's best quality.
I'm just saying, why do you make so much of something that has really very little significance on whether you're successful at that position?
It's very simple. He likes over-unders. That's why. He likes to bet. He likes to bet quarterback rushing yards.
I'm trying to cash in, Leroy.
That has to be the reason. Like, it's not even like in Dolphins history. Have you been deprived? Like, who's the most mobile quarterback you got? They tried Pat White. That didn't work.
He almost got killed.
Yeah, he was going until he wasn't.
Yep.
He got stopped immediately.
Yeah, I mean, you got like a Tannehill Runsky every now and then when he wasn't running for his life.
Remember when Fitzpatrick led the team in rushing?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was rough. That was a bad year.
So bad.
I don't know. I mean, I had years of Myles Gaskin. What do you want me to do? You know, I'm just hurt. I'd like to see any sort of mobility, but not necessarily because it's the thing that I value, but also because he doesn't have time to learn the intricacies of Mike McDaniel's playbook. So now he may instead go in motion and participate in a reverse. This is what I'm saying in regards to how creative Mike McDaniel can be, because he has an athlete at quarterback.
Well, It's one of these It's one of these things too, where like now everybody thinks it's so funny. It's like everybody's like, Mike is the guy who fixed Tua, but now it's like, no, Tua was hiding Mike, and I'm like, this is the lamest version of Brady Belichick ever.
Yeah,
because we're talking about a team that gets bounced from the first round every year. I don't think we need to do credit pie right now. We just need to get through these damn three games.
Pretty much.
Mike McDaniel said yesterday, though, this is the first time he's been under 500 as Dolphins coach, which is true. And he's already feeling like it's been too long. Here was McCoachin yesterday.
Pieces that I think is supremely important. You know, that this being the first time that I think since I've been here, we're below 500. And it feels way too long as it is. I think the big thing as a team, you know, in this case of your question, the offense, is that you have across the board accountability. And the hard thing is when you very much dislike the results, for you to go above and beyond to say, okay, well, how is that my fault? And so as a team, when you're in situations like this, or as an offense, when you're talking about the overall score of games or just your red zone efficiency, you get to learn a lot about a lot of your teammates, and it goes one way or the other. You either stay miserable with the results, or you collectively fix them. And the only way that will get fixed is that if everyone's putting all the burden on their own shoulders individually, so that we can have more winning football plays. Because currently we're not doing right by the football team in taking 3 points and making them seven.
Oh man.
What was the question?
You said he was snippy yesterday. Didn't you say that?
That wasn't the snippy part. Oh. That was him just, first of all, he's kind of humble bragging there. I think he was asked about red zone issues, and then it led into that.
What?
He goes, by the way, so this is the only first time I've been here under 500, just so you guys know.
Just so.
All right, dude, we get it. We get it.
That seat is warming up, though.
Hmm?
That seat, I know it's only the first time.
Not even close.
That seat is
expensive. It's designer right now.
Warming up.
He's got a Gucci seat right now.
Yeah,
this is what we're doing right here.
Leroy's got an expensive car, right? And those cheeks got toasty on the way to the Kaseya Center.
Yeah, he's a bastard. You left the seat heater on for me.
Right now, Mike McDaniel's in the car. He's in the Uber on the way to work, and he's wondering if the seat heater is on, dude.
He's got toasty buns. I don't know, man. Look, they why haven't they been scoring touchdowns? You know, it's turning the football over. I would start with that. That happens a lot. And then Skylar Thompson. I would say that's number two.
But we can't get a yard, man. We can't.
I know. I was against the Jags.
I think that offense, they used to have periods of time where they played physical.
Mm-hmm.
And with all the outside runs and sweeps and quick passes to the outside or whatever, they don't have those moments where they just hunker down and play physical football.
Right.
And so it's almost like you're cheating the offensive line to give them that ability to just line up and go at somebody.
And it feels like any
pulling and all kind of fancy footwork and stuff like that. So I don't know whether they feel that way because of who's running the football. I don't know if they feel that way because, look, A-Chan does pretty well in running up the middle. Now, here's the kicker. You know, just because a play is designed to run somewhere doesn't mean the running back has to run there if it closes up. So a play could end up outside, even though it was designed to go inside, right, because of a good read and good eyes by the running back.
Got those improv feet.
But when you run outside, you almost take.
Minus one.
Must have been talking football. Oh, show pony.
Show pony.
You know what? You know what you're like? You're like the little monkey when you shake things.
Like the symbols?
Yes. Like, nothing serious. Like you just want to be able to say, because this guy sucks. That's why.
No, that's not true.
That's what you do.
I've learned a lot from you.
No, you haven't.
That's not true, dude. I have.
No. Just don't talk right now. Take a break. Give your mouth and your brain a break because nothing. The next words out of your mouth are not going to be good. I can already tell by the look on your face, you're cooking up something up there. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Marcos, look at him.
Oh, he's cooking, dude.
He's cooking.
He's trying to hide his eyes.
He's trying to hide behind the bill of his hat because he wanted to say it and run out of the room. You know, if we were doing a show together, you'd have to say that and make a run for it. But the next words out of your mouth, you would have to say it and make a run for it.
I'm actually going to break. Okay. Fair enough. Rats off a ship is next.
Rats off a ship. Game six.
Rats off a ship.
Welcome back. Owen and Leroy here with you. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Appreciate stopping by here today for a little rats off a ship. How are you? How is the weather there over there? Scooby, all right?
Scooby doesn't notice when there's a storm. He doesn't care. He's a very unbothered dog. Mm-hmm.
Except when you're putting him in pajamas.
Yeah.
That's when he loves it the most.
Nah, he looks pretty bothered.
You guys are bothered by it.
What do you got today, J-Fig, for Rats Off a Ship?
Rats Off a Ship.
Well, we have Mike McDaniel calling plays. Mm. He was asked if he'd give up and play. Give it up, sorry.
All right, here was Mike McDaniel yesterday, asked if he would consider giving up play calling by reporters, McCoachin.
Reflect on the games like that, or let's just say this Sunday's game specifically. Have you ever felt like, I guess, delegating offensive play calling roles, or do you feel like that is still something that you're comfortable doing moving forward?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think I'm a veteran enough to the National Football League that I expect to field those types of questions randomly when your production isn't near what anyone wants. So, I think it's important as a head coach and leader to take accountability for all decisions made. And then as well as, like, you know, what if we had numerous touchdowns that were terribly timed play calls that players just made right? I think you have to, I don't just make that assessment. I think it'd be incredibly irresponsible if I just went with the results. So, you know, I think every time that I call plays, I'm de facto, you know, doing so in the light that I think it's the best for the team.
A little snippy, right? Like a little snippy.
Little snippy.
No,
you know,
here.
A little snippy about
here,
it.
Here's oddly why.
Cocky. Little his feelings
here,
about
here,
it.
Here's
you know,
why.
My first time, 1 and 2.
Here's why. based on, what are you basing him giving up play calling on?
What am I basing it off of?
Yeah.
I think people are wondering, from between a game operations standpoint, is he the best guy for it right now?
It's his offense.
It is his offense.
Who else is, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe hand it off to a coordinator.
It's his offense, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get all the different things that people would think, but you don't make changes just for the sake of changes.
They're not going
to
make changes.
And that's what everybody, they're not going to, but that's what everybody thinks. Everybody thinks that, oh, if we change coordinators or who's calling the plays, that would change the offensive line. This sounds stupid.
It did happen. I mean, like, he can't fire himself, but it did happen with the Bills last year and Ken Dorsey. They did change coordinators in the middle of the year.
They fired Ken Dorsey, though.
Mm-hmm. Essentially, here you would fire him from the responsibility, but not the person.
What if the defense was giving up 40 points for the Bills? Would
Sean McDermott?
Sean McDermott.
I doubt he would do it in the middle of the season, but I will tell you, I bet you if the Dolphins.
My point is, then why the hell would that question be asked of Mike McDaniel when you know that would just complicate things?
So you think he's right to be snippy?
Yes.
Interesting.
It's stupid.
Interesting.
Like, you have a couple of bad weeks, and all of a sudden you want full changes?
Listen, I'm not rats off a ship on him calling plays, but he was snippy.
Yes, he was snippy. He had every right to be. I'm not rats off a ship. It's just stupid how we reach for crap.
JFig?
I want to reach. I'm rats off a ship.
Wow! Done with his play calling. All right. Frog boy?
Not done yet. But I tell you what, if I don't see some mobility this damn weekend, I am gonna be rats off a ship.
Wow.
Rats off a ship.
What's number two, Jennifer?
Mobility, a guy that has to hop across the street in between cars.
Like Frogger.
Yes, exactly.
It's rough.
Well, guys, this is a very weird one for you.
Hmm?
Have you guys heard of the show Hot Ones?
Oh, yeah.
I know Leroy has to have heard of this.
Yeah.
People go and eat wings.
Yeah, chips.
What? Right. So you get the gist of the show, right?
Yes.
Well, apparently The Rock wants salmon to appear on Hot Ones because he doesn't want to eat wings. According to the host,
rats off a ship. Listen, what? You're The Rock. You're going to be fine by eating a couple of wings.
Rats off a ship.
All you do is work out. Mm. You don't get to have grilled salmon on Hot Ones.
Oh, wow.
Ridiculous. Rats off a ship. What a diva move.
Rats off a ship.
That is very diva.
I don't like salmon.
Yeah, but that's another thing, too.
Right.
What about salmon?
Minus one.
Fair.
Minus one.
Oh, I was just about to say something, and you angered him.
That's my fault on that one.
Yo, why y'all guys have been relentless today? Relentless.
What were you gonna say?
I'm rats off a ship.
It's not even a snack food.
Rats off a ship.
Right. When was the last? He wants hot salmon.
It's very weird. Like he wants it chopped up or something.
What if it's like fried or something like that? I don't know. I've seen people do fried cauliflower on the show. How come you can't have salmon?
Wait.
They what?
Nobody fries salmon, dude.
Man, normally no. But
it's not catfish.
I don't know. Nothing I can think
of. They've replaced the wings for cauliflower on the show?
Yeah, there's been vegan options that they made cauliflower.
It's not about the food. Here's where I have a question.
Man. Yep.
If it's not about the food, it's about the heat. What's the big deal?
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying.
The big deal is why are you trying to change the whole concept of the show? It's called Hot Ones. It's usually wings. Just leave it at wings.
Because it feels to me like a Rock move to be extra healthy. And you're not playing football. You're not Cam Wake. They can CGI abs on you. Eat Cam wings. But
when that heat gets in his gut, he going to wish he had some chicken behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of something light, where it's not nothing that could coat your stomach.
I don't know.
Rats off a ship.
You just don't want to do the hot stuff. That's all.
Rats off a ship.
J J-Fig?
Come on, I'm rats off a ship. Eat the wing.
J-Fig called it a diva move.
Rats off a ship.
It is a diva move.
Hmm.
Frog boy?
You guys got it all wrong, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm not a seafood connoisseur by any means.
So then why are you defending it?
I've been more upset at the cauliflower or the vegan options of like, oh, okay, well then I guess we can just do whatever we want.
But see, that's a little bit more understandable.
Why? It's a wing show. That's what you said. We need to honor and respect the wings.
I don't like that either.
It's not a wing show.
I don't like that either.
That's what
it's not a wing show.
I agree.
It's a hot stuff show.
Which is
a show. That's what leads to the question. Sure. What he's asking for is a little ridiculous.
Look at this. Look at that right there.
Let's be clear. It's about the heat, not the food.
You wouldn't take a little fried.
Big deal.
This is fried salmon.
But here's the thing. You're also supposed to have, like, I believe the bit of the show is you're supposed to be having conversation as the show is going on.
Yeah, that's
true. A wing is a snack and eat. It's an eat and snack type of meal.
Yeah.
You can't do that with grilled salmon, all
right? Right, like you're eating a whole
salmon. Look at show him again, Marcos. Why not?
Because he's the Rock. You could eat those. Those look
You know what? I reverse my stance. I'm not rats off the ship.
Oh, my God. What?
You see the little salmon? You see them little salmon bites?
Look at those salmon bites.
Why can't he have them? That picture looks kind of
good. I ain't going to lie. Oh, I'll give everyone
that. Hey, I don't even like salmon, but those little things right there look tasty.
I'd have a problem with The Rock. I'm going to be honest with you. I'd have a problem if The Rock wanted boneless wings, anyone on the show. That's not the show.
Wow, dude. All right.
You know what? I would accept the boneless wings.
Other than chicken wings.
You don't eat chicken.
I've never seen anybody
get out of here.
I've only ever seen wings. Show me an episode where there was something that wasn't a wing.
Let's change the name then to Hot Chicken Wings, because Tobin says if you're not eating chicken, then you can't come on my show.
Okay, cool. Yeah, hot ones, and nothing connotes spicy like salmon.
Okay,
it's minus one. If he gave you a minus one, Marcos, he gets a minus one for
the same thing. He shook right now.
Minus one.
You know what? What if I want hot sauce on steak?
Oh, no. Like little steak bites?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? It's a new
might
world.
As well, right? Let's just change it up. Or what if I want it on pasta?
Hey. Why? Our building is getting really scared over a little rain.
Leroy, keep focused, dude. Let's get to number three.
Me stay focused?
Yeah, you!
What do I do? What?
Yesterday, you were distracted by a sequel. You didn't even get the original most famous line right. And now you're just reading company emails. Stay on the bit.
They're company emails, okay? Stays within the company.
Give us one more, Jennifer. Great.
All right.
19.
Would you guys like to see the worst selling hat of all time on MLB.com?
Sure would.
The worst selling, huh?
The worst.
All right.
Are you ready? Right. What do you think it is?
I'm worried it's a Marlins hat.
It's the Pirates with that little.
Like the Willie Stargells?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'd say the Rockies because who's really a Rockies fan?
They can say the same thing about the Marlins.
All right, let's see it.
They have nice merch. Okay, ready?
Yes.
And
what?
Okay.
Almost gone.
You said worst selling. I'll tell you what. Is this still in stock?
The Oakland A's have a hat that spells ass on their hat?
They didn't think this one through. No one saw A-S-S.
No, well, clearly not.
I mean, it's the first thing I see.
100% someone saw that.
Here's what I'm amazed at. $36, and they have the audacity to put almost gone.
Yeah.
They just wanted to sell it
more. I'm sure when it went viral, I'm sure a lot of people like probably wanted to buy it just for the hilarity of it.
True. It's probably somewhere on TikTok right now.
Wow.
Astron! Hey, so Todd the intern didn't come in and get this approved?
Yeah, game
this
ops.
Is, totally this is why
they
you need rendering.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Gina, it spells ass.
It's shut free up, shipping.
Free shipping? It should be free hat.
Technically, one can say it still is a Marlins hat.
Just got to change the coloring.
It's the same team, you know? Same thing.
Oh, man. I'm going to go rats off a ship. That's a bad misfire by them.
Rats off a ship.
I'm going to get one. It's going to be a collector's item.
Oh, I like that.
Order it right now. See if it's still available.
That is a collector's item.
I'll wear my ass shirt tomorrow. My ass hat tomorrow.
Man, that should
you think
be
that's
like
a lot at work.
That's a punishment.
Like for other people besides us. Like,
no. Why do they even? If they do,
who's going to be in the building?
No, I'm saying not for us. Like, no one cares. But like, let's say someone were to walk into a casual work day wearing this hat.
I think it's funny, but I think if you're the A's, you have to be embarrassed because aren't the A's leaving this year too? They're going to Vegas next year.
Yeah,
that's tough.
It's really going to be a collectible then.
Oh, buy it right now, guys.
I think that's interesting. I think we should add that to the dartboard. If you have horrible takes or you're just saying, you got to wear an ass hat now.
All day? That's nice.
Yeah, wear the ass hat.
Oh, man. Take a break.
I don't even know if I'm rats off a ship or not. That was just funny.
Confused rats.
Confused rats. Oh, he's still trying to buy.
Okay. Just go to break.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.